right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it.
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down and running on.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Just because?
I couldn't finish it because I was laughing.
All right, fair enough. So we are back after a small break.
Yes.
One week off.
A Thanksgiving break,
that's right.
One might say.
And then we have
happy
three...
birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Bird day.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then we have three episodes, including this one, and then a couple weeks off, I think, again, is how that's going.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, well, because we're not going to do it Christmas week or New Year's week because
right.
It's the eves.
Yes.
Or the Wednesdays.
Oh, so are they really?
That's not going to happen, I don't think.
Are they? Oh, that's awesome.
I think so, yeah.
Ah, man.
It's either the eves or the day itself.
I'm gonna miss you, guy.
Aww.
That's funny because there's... I'm making fun of the fact that there's only one person who right. would respond to that.
Right. No,
wait, what? That was insulting to one of us.
Nah, not
statistically
really.
Speaking,
one of us in this room
yep.
is insulting.
Oh, that is hurtful.
So we are here to do, of course, episode 310.
Yes.
Of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. The Doctor is out.
Hey,
if you know what I mean.
Well, we'll talk about it in a moment.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Right. Oh, isn't that where the thing was going to go there?
It did go there.
Oh, it did.
I counted it in my head.
You didn't hear it?
Oh, I didn't count.
you got to listen better. It's right there.
I muted it for you because I was waiting for you to say five.
Well, I momentarily dazed at the controls. And
my wife has a coworker who was on that train.
What are you talking about?
And was very much injured.
What train? What are you talking about?
Boo.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so the doctor's
out. Why don't they
out.
Use technology? Sorry. Yep.
No, why don't we use technology?
No, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that.
Well, I guess it could be automated a la the monorails at Magic Kingdom.
Or anything at all.
Or, yeah.
Anything.
I was actually reading an interesting article about autopilot on airplanes and how it's actually creating a problem now because pilots are becoming so reliant on it. That,
they don't know how to fly.
That when an emergency happens, they don't know what to do.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's
even.
Yeah.
They should buy them. They should buy them Flight Simulator 2010.
It'll make the bad ones worse. So
get them like six monitors. And
is there still like somebody making a Flight Simulator game?
There is, but I'm not going to mention the name of the company because I'm going to yell at them later.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. Crimson Skies does not count as a flight simulator.
So Doctor Who. That's
yeah.
What we
were. Yes.
So the 50th anniversary. Yes, came
it happened. Yeah,
it went.
It was awesome.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I heard that.
I've seen it twice. Once here in my home. Once on the big screen in the 3D.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
I heard that Matt Smith had a delightful intro for you guys in theaters. I didn't see it in theaters.
There was a lot of fun intros. Matt Smith did have a delightful intro. But before that, it was a Centauran who was threatening us about turning off our cell phones and not making noise and talking in the theaters.
Aww,
which
cute.
Was very interesting and fun as well.
That's cute.
It was awesome. The episode was fantastic.
I agree.
Anybody that has or is complaining about it and finding flaw with it, you're being clearly too nitpicky.
I don't read that stuff.
Right.
We were talking about it before. What do you call it? Geek Mudgeons?
The Geek Mudgeons.
Yes. Whatever.
Our good friend, Pervert Ken, came up with that.
The awful Whovians, whatever they're called right. now. Yeah. I can't.
The hooligans?
Just before we talk about.
No, I know.
Except the hooligans. Yeah. I like that. That's funny because it's also from the UK.
Yes.
My biggest. Before we get to specifics.
Right.
I am a Moffat fan.
You are a Moffat fan.
So I've read a couple articles on why I shouldn't be a Moffat fan. And
right.
all of the thing tell me that I should still be a Moffat fan. They're not valid reasons to dislike Moffat. And I don't want to get into that. But my point is, just to give everyone a heads up.
Right.
The fact that. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. Yeah.
I get it. It's from Doctor Who also. The fact that he was able to rewrite 50 years of history, well, sort of, there was a 30-year gap, but 50
right.
years of history, and then fix the first season of the new series, all while having fun doing it, that's fucking awesome writing.
Yeah.
It blows my mind a little bit. I'm just saying.
The only flaw that I think that episode or that special suffered from
is making me wait till fall of 2014.
Well, yes. No, it was an actual appearance by Christopher Eccleston. But you can't blame anybody but Christopher Eccleston for that.
Yeah.
So,
but how would they have worked him into the plot? Like, it wouldn't make sense. They used archival footage fairly well. But where would he have fit into that plot? Four Doctors? That's dumb. That wouldn't have worked.
No. You know, I think actually, even if it was...
Just the scene at the end?
Even if it was just the scene at the end with a line or I don't know, some indication. You know what I mean? I mean, because... I don't know. There's a lot that happened with the Christopher Eccleston stuff that actually played into that episode. More than just he was the ninth Doctor. Or the 10th Doctor, I guess, depending on how you count it now.
9.5.
Right? I mean, there's references to Bad Wolf and stuff like that, which all started
But that's how
with...
they fixed... That's how
I
they
know.
Fixed the first season.
I know.
By fixing what Bad Wolf means. I'm sorry, that kind of blew my mind a little bit.
But it was great. It was a great... It was wonderful. The theater went crazy, as did I personally 2 days before when Peter Capaldi's eyes appeared on the screen.
Yeah, one of my friends said he went to like one of those showings also, and that there were 100 people in the audience with sonic screwdrivers making douchey noises when they used sonic screwdrivers.
So AMC at Clifton had a no sonic screwdriver rule. And they weren't taking them away from people, but they were giving you a solid, listen, we're not going to take it away from you because we realize that might be douchey, but
don't be douchey.
Don't be douchey.
If you abuse it,
right.
You're out.
It was. I actually respect them very much for doing that.
I know my friend went to Essex Green where it was just every 5 seconds, woo, 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 whatever.
Which normally is great. Essex Green is a great theater. I love going there, generally speaking.
Yeah, even though you have to pay $40 for TGI Fridays food.
Yeah, except that you don't actually have to buy food.
My problem with that is when other people do, there's no good system for that. So there's just a waiter ducking down in front of it and turning on the lights.
It's
too bright.
I don't find that bothersome at all. I find the fact that I have a buffer from the people around me much more important than the waiter who may have to duck in front of me once.
Okay, fair enough.
Plus, I get to pick my seats. So if you pick the last row in the corner, no one ever ducks in front of you.
You
might piss everybody else off in the row, but you yourself... You're set.
You make points.
So,
points.
That is
what matters in the end.
You gotta work the system.
Yourself matters.
So let's talk a little bit about it. Spoilers, obviously, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Curator.
Yes.
At the end.
Yep.
Definitely a future version.
Fourth. I thought that was the fourth Doctor, though.
Well, it was played by the actor who played the fourth Doctor, but I think that that's a future version of the Doctor.
How? He's not going to be alive by the time they get there.
Well, but he says... There's a couple of different things.
He says, one day I want to retire and run a gallery like this.
Right. I think I could become the curator.
Yeah.
Right? And he also...
He didn't say the curator. He said, I could be the curator of this gallery.
And then the fourth
doctor walks out, which makes me think that it's just connected to...
Except that Tom Baker says to him that in the future he's going to revisit familiar faces, especially the ones you like the most. And the fourth doctor is one of the most popular doctors.
But how? Then they better have shot it now because the dude is older.
All right. But clearly they may never actually have to get to it on the TV show. It could be the doctor retires and becomes the curator of that gallery.
You're right. You make sense. You make points.
And I've watched the episode twice now, but this part three times now.
Yeah.
When they are showing the very first time that Matt Smith walks into the gallery and looks at Gallifrey Falls, the picture.
Yeah.
They show three sets of eyes. One is clearly Matt Smith's, one is clearly John Hurt's.
Yeah.
The one in the middle though, I'm pretty positive is the curator's.
Maybe.
Pretty positive.
Maybe.
So that's my thought. I also think that Jenna Louise Coleman is gonna end up being somehow related to the granddaughter of the first doctor.
Isn't she Jenna Coleman now?
She dropped the Louise. She's just Jenna Coleman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way,
she's amazing,
Clara.
But I've heard, I've heard that.
Rumor. I think she's going to end up being related to the original Doctor's granddaughter, which is the first companion.
And, that makes sense.
I don't know what else. I think that's it. I think that's the. Big things.
I have a question.
Sure.
So they finally were able to stop the Time War on Gallifrey.
Yes.
And hide it in a pocket dimension. Yes. Weren't they doing that during the David Tennant episodes? Didn't they find Gallifrey?
No, they found that the fleet of ships that was in the time lock.
That's what I remember.
But they reversed all that.
That's what I thought.
They reversed all that.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure because a friend brought it up and I'm like, no, there's no, that's too big of a plot hole for them to leave alone.
And not only that, but remember when that happened, it was a fleet of ships that had survived because the time war had still happened and all the people on Gallifrey were dead.
Right.
The important part now is that Gallifrey is no longer charred.
It's still around.
It's still around.
There are people there.
Maybe in Ireland. So,
wow. I sat here for like the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was like we were doing the show in Chinese. I was just like, wow, I hope to God one of the Chinese words I know pops up so that I can contribute something to the discussion.
I want to say that Matt Smith and David Tennant have awesome fucking chemistry.
Yes.
And it would be really cool to see them together on screen.
Buddy Cop movie.
And actually,
British Buddy Cop movie.
And I think John Hurt played very well off the two of them as well.
Absolutely. It was really good.
The jokes that he jabbed at them, making fun of them consistently throughout the entire episode. Really good. Very funny. Very well done.
I also realized that Billy Piper can actually act.
Yeah, a little bit.
So the point is, the way that Rose Tyler was written was annoying, but Billy Piper can actually act.
Billy Piper herself can apparently act.
Didn't know that.
Who knew?
And then I realized she's actually the girl from Diaries of a Call Girl.
I did not know that either.
I didn't realize that, but I've seen that.
Oh, do you know that Diary?
I do know that.
There you go. I was bringing you in. Yeah, she's, I don't know. I was really impressed with the episode. It blew my mind a little bit at the end.
Nice.
But I know that this is a trilogy of episodes, if you will.
Yes.
So the next one coming up is the Christmas episode.
Correct.
And Matt Smith's going to be gone in that.
Yes. And it's apparently going to be terrible. Like, really violent.
Oh, I thought you meant it's going to be a
bad
episode.
No.
Yeah, why would you say that?
His death.
It's going to be like...
His death is going to not be a good one.
Well, I don't want to know any spoilers or anything like that. You know,
that's just the image that they showed at the end of the special was pretty gruesome.
That's true.
A bit bloody and unpleasant looking. So.
That's true.
So there you go. All right, let's move on. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I mean, I know there was a lot of... I mean, I think it was really well written. They had the right amount of humor, the right amount of adventure, the right amount of it being really dark and Moffat-y.
Right.
Playing with time, which I almost get annoyed with that Moffat does that. That's one thing. Like, when they're... The first time that I remember them doing it, I know they did it a couple times, is when they're in... They're locked in the dungeon.
Right.
In the 1400s or whatever, 1500s. And they have the screwdriver, and they're like, oh, we can rearrange the molecules, but we're 400 years later. So, and you're like, oh, God. And you're like, that's clever, but oh, my God. And then she opens the door.
Yeah.
Perfect timing of humor. I was fine with it. I'm still impressed. I think it was really, really well done. And on that note, you have something else.
Well, I just want to move on to other television shows.
Yeah, let's bring...
Well, we could, because although I'm no longer watching the show, and I don't think you are no longer watching
this
the show,
Walking Dead?
I hear Walking Dead had an epic week.
I don't want to know. God. I don't want to know the ending. Can you talk around the ending?
Yeah. No.
Are you actually going to catch up?
I am.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was. I have promised at least 15 people.
The ending. All great and everything, but really, it is the entirety of the episode. The entirety of the episode. I actually, this is something that rarely happens to me. I rarely get overcome by something where I have to actually, where I actually have to walk away from it.
Right.
And I have to like talk about it. So in sort of the middle of the episode, this rare occurrence happened to me on the mid-season finale of Walking Dead. And I watched it late at night. I mean, I was probably 12:45 or so when this happened. And I actually went in and woke up my wife, which is something you ought not to do.
Right. It's like poking your sleeping bag.
Exactly. So I walked in my bedroom. My wife was asleep. And I was like, wake up. She said, what's wrong? And I'm like, so here's what's wrong. And she's like, why did you wake me up for this? And I'm like, because I really needed to talk about it. Okay, I'm going to go now. I'm going to go back and finish watching the episode because I didn't even finish it because I didn't realize that, you know.
It kept going?
I realized that it kept going. I thought kind of at the point where I had to walk away was kind of like the end. Because I'm not watching the time or anything.
That's
you know?
What I mean. Yeah.
I'm just like. You know, this has got to be close to the end, but it wasn't.
No, it was like,
you know,
halfway
and there
through,
was a lot more to go and a lot more to be like, oh my God, about.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So I want that to be clear before I get hated from everybody. The fact that it takes a season, or I think it's a mid-season finale, whatever fucking best.
To have that oh my God moment.
God damn it, BSG, who did that shit with a half season. The fact that, so this didn't happen this time?
No.
What I was going to say is it does it build? Is it one of those where like the season's meh and then it builds to this moment?
No,
and
the
it's
season
amazing?
Has, but we think fundamentally differently about the show, so it would be hard for me to just confirm for you that because I feel like the show is, with the exception of maybe half of the second season,
where
or
they're
third
on the farm
season,
for no fucking reason for 12.
Why would they be on a farm and stay there? With the entire world full with zombies and the farm is a safe place. You're right. Why would they stay there?
That's not my point.
Okay. But my point is that the show has been, in my opinion, with the exception of half of a season where they were looking for the girl. And I can't remember if that's the second season.
I think it was the beginning of the second season.
So that's before they get to the farm then, right? So with the exception of that first half of a season, the show has been remarkably consistent. I feel throughout with regards to character development and so on and so forth. And they build up these characters. And I think what's great about the universe or what they're doing with the TV show, it's the same thing they're doing with the comic, is that they are fleshing out these characters and you're just kind of like, I just got a hold of this character and I'm really behind this character and the character's gone. Because that's exactly what would happen in this kind of world, in that kind of world. So it's much like, what was that comic we talked about years ago? Was it Suicide Squad or I can't remember the name. I don't think it was Suicide Squad. There was another comic though where there was all these characters and like they were building up these characters and then they would send them on a mission they knew they were going to die on, and that was the end of the character. But it wasn't Suicide Squad, but it was like that.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing where it's like, I expect... I get very invested in really good character development, so I'm really well invested in a lot of these characters. The problem I have, and it's a problem I should have, is that I'm always on edge whenever anything happens to these characters.
Of course.
Because half of the original cast is already gone show.
Yeah. It's only this show and Game of Thrones that has the balls to kill off main characters.
Right.
Like But I think about Game of Thrones the way you guys think about Walking Dead. I think Game of Thrones is boring as shit.
Fair enough. I really think that.
And don't get me wrong; they've done some wonderful character development, but not. I'm on the South Park. I'm on the South Park experience of this.
Watched that trilogy yet.
The Butters opinion of this show, which is like nothing ever fucking happens on this show. Like that's like I'm on that opinion of Game of Thrones, where you guys are on that opinion of Walking Dead, but I disagree, because the Walking Dead universe is all about survival, and they lose people and they get people, and it's just going to keep going like that, which I think is really great. And I know that there's huge. I watched, much to my own embarrassment and much to my own surprise, I actually watched the Talking Dead episode that followed.
Right.
You know, this week. Awful.
Do you not watch it every
week? I don't. You know, and you
know, I like
why?
Chris Hardwick.
It's not that I have a problem with Chris Hardwick necessarily, but that kind of about the TV show is just
can you do that
too
one more
much
time?
For me.
Thank you.
That much about it is it's why I won't watch the Will Wheaton version of that show that they do for Falling Skies.
Oh, right.
You know, like I don't think any TV show, it with all due respect, deserves another TV show to talk about.
Sure. Okay.
I get AMC doing that because they don't have any other programming yet. So I get that. And it's either that or run Comic Book Men more times.
No, please no more Comic Book Men.
Please, I couldn't possibly stomach more of that. So so I don't have a problem with it, but I watched it and Kirkman was on. So it was a really good episode and Maggie was on and she's fucking balls hot, especially in her own accent.
Right.
But Kirkman was on and Kirkman said, well, we've been listening.
Right.
And we feel we kind of know where people, you know, like the comic book people are saying this and the TV show fans are saying that. So we kind of know where we want to go here.
I will say that when the season is done,
right?
I'll consider binge watching it.
That's what I'm doing
because I might be able to enjoy it more binge watching it.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree
because some
with
of the
that.
Problems that I have with the show might be solved by watching multiple episodes back to back.
There will be a couple of episodes. I'm not going to lie to you. There are going to be a couple of episodes where you're going to be like, "How the fuck?
Yeah.
Would he possibly back this as a decent episode?" But if you look long term, or if you take it like a binge that way, I think it makes.
Okay.
I think it will make more sense.
Well, fair enough.
Let's move on to a couple of other TV shows this week. Almost Human.
Yeah.
I'm one episode behind now.
I am
the fourth
not.
Episode aired.
Saw it.
So I've seen the first three.
Are you caught up?
Yeah.
I think I'm missing one.
I really you like it.
I started watching the pilot. I'm not caught up. But I'm not worried about being spoiled or anything. I get it.
The pilot and even the second episode, although the second episode, which was still part of the pilot, but not really because it was really a two-night premiere. So the second episode was better than the pilot in that it kind of moved away from all of those pilot issues. It
exposition.
Moved away from all of that, not only exposition, but like we gotta hit these bullet points in this first episode.
It's called exposition, sir.
It's setting up a universe.
Yeah. Okay.
Or and beating people over the head.
Or
with
it's
it.
Also no. It's also known as exposition.
All right, so I haven't seen the fourth episode yet, but the
exposition
third episode
is broader than
the third episode. The Die Hard episode, as I heard someone refer to it as.
They all have episode names now, don't they? Wasn't there? We were talking about this last night, right? There's the
iRobot.
The iRobot episode. Was it AI? Was that one of the episodes?
The Blade Runner episodes. Yeah. I don't know. The third episode was really good.
I agree.
And I think that if it continues on a good path and it continues on this path, I think there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, the fourth episode,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, it had to hit a slump.
Well, it's,
you know what? They have to tackle all of those, you know, near future sci-fi theme things. So the pilot is iRobot. Like, okay, they're buddy-buddy. And I'm really happy. I said this last time. They did that at the end of the episode. Now they're friends.
Right.
Second episode, it's like, we got to tackle sex because who doesn't want to hear about that? Yeah. Right? So they do that. And the third episode.
That was the AI one.
The third episode, I really I agree. It's a little different and I kind of like that.
Right.
That was really good. The fourth episode is like, oh, we got to tackle drugs now. And that's why it bothers me.
So they still are doing exposition then?
I don't think so as much as let's explore the things people think we're going to write about.
Right.
So that we can, I'm hoping so they can say, let's move on into our own stuff.
What I like.
I don't know if they're going to do that, but.
Yeah. See, why I liked the third episode so much was I finally felt like it was just its own show. Like there were things about
that's
the
what
future
I mean.
That were in the show because it's in the future, but it was just its own show. It was just a good heist story.
Yep.
Set in the good universe, and there was some good character banner and good development.
I agree.
So
that's why
I'm
saying episode four.
Okay. So let's bounce now to Arrow, and that'll be the end.
Before that,
okay, yes.
Blacklist is good,
and was just picked up. Did I hear that?
I think
so.
I think
so. A full second season.
Yeah, Blacklist. Really like it. It's not a show that you know. It's not like Walking Dead or one of these where like you got to go follow it, but it is good.
Okay.
Throwing it out there, it's still a pretty good build. I like him in the role.
Okay.
I just forgot his name. As James I started Spader. Saying. Yeah, Spader. Thank you. Really good.
Ultron.
Really good. Really good in that role. And that balance of like friendly, ha ha ha, and right. like really menacing, serious. I do agree when they were talking about why they cast him. We'll see what happens. Work.
Yeah, well, that's kind of his forte.
Yeah, I think that'll definitely work. So Blacklist, really good. I don't know. I've been watching a bunch of other stuff.
I'll throw something else out there then.
Yeah.
Real quick. Ground Floor is a new comedy on TBS.
Oh,
what is his name? Cox from Scrubs.
Yeah.
And he was in Platoon.
Yes.
John
he's in everything.
John McGinley. Really funny show. Quirky. Little odd.
Yep.
Feels like the character is very similar to the character he played on Scrubs, only crazier.
Okay.
In an almost unrealistic, but it works kind of way.
I will watch an episode. Let you know.
So I think 3 episodes of that are currently out.
Also, Homeland still pretty solid.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That was
Definitely solid.
I almost got like 1 left or 2 left.
There's 2 episodes left in the season.
Everyone is going to say the same thing at the end of this season as they said at the end of
every
season.
How the fuck are they going to go?
How the fuck are they going to do another season?
And they already got picked up.
And speaking of picked up and another season, the fucking Kevin Bacon show.
Which one is the Kevin Bacon show?
The following.
I told you that.
Yeah.
No, listen.
You said it was over.
Because that's what we initially heard. No, it was picked up. Well, not only did it get picked up, but they're running TV spots for it now. And I'm just like, where the fuck is this going?
I don't want that show. I did not think it was good the first season.
Right.
I don't have faith in the writers the way I sort of did for Homeland.
Right.
How the fuck the point is done. In fact, they should rename the show.
But is Kevin Bacon on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. He's not in the teaser for the second season. He is.
Yep.
It's dumb.
In one of them he was.
Because the one I saw where everybody's got the creepy fake looking masks things.
Yeah, they're all wearing those. No, he's not. But there's another one where he's just sitting.
Is that mid-season? Talking. This is mid-season, so coming up February.
January.
Yeah. I'm hoping Hannibal comes back instead, so I do not have to watch
I think it was picked up.
I know they're both coming back. I'm saying Hannibal is at least 5 times better.
Right.
That's not. I need more exponential.
And the other one got picked up
at least 100 times better than the following.
The other one that we kind of talked about last year when Hannibal was around, the Psycho one.
Bates Motel. Yeah. That was great, though. I thought that was really good.
I didn't watch that, but I thought that was really good. I watched The Following, and I watched Hannibal, and when people try to say that they're the same, they're similar, they're not even a little.
Not even close.
Hannibal is, I think, really amazing.
I was watching The Following last year after maybe the 4th or 5th episode, because you can't drive by a train wreck.
Yeah, that was...
Right. No pun intended. Right. But all right, car wreck. There.
There we go.
Who doesn't slow... Oh, man, that doesn't work either.
You are just
no one can
not
drive by a boat wreck. Anybody die in a boat this week?
Not this week.
Not yet.
So, whatever it is, you can't drive by a disaster and not slow down and look. And that's kind of... And plus...
Drive by a typhoon.
At that point, I'm kind of like... Where are they possibly going to go with this during the last season? Not to mention when they got to the end, and initially there was confusion about whether they had been picked up or not. But when they were picked up, it was like,
why?
Why and where the fuck are they going to go now?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
So,
yep. Yeah,
weird.
Arrow. A couple of big things with Arrow. The big thing about tonight's episode,
or
this week's episode. No, this isn't.
Okay.
This doesn't ruin anything for you. But
okay.
Barry Allen is introduced. On this week's episode.
Doesn't I thought he had his own pilot now.
No. So he
They'll springboard him out of this.
He was going to be in 3 episodes of Arrow.
As a backdoor pilot.
Well, 2 were introduction of the character. Yeah. The 3rd backdoor pilot episode was actually supposed to introduce him as the Flash.
Got it.
That 3rd episode is no longer happening.
It's going to be a separate.
It's going to be a separate pilot.
Yeah.
But he still appears on the show because he plays a role in some of the stuff that's going on the show. So his first appearance on the show is actually tonight's episode. I know that you were watching it.
I am
now.
Yeah.
So, and you seemed like you were enjoying it.
I am enjoying it.
So, and everybody keeps talking about this. I'm going to have to actually sit down and watch
it. You have to.
I heard the first season was a little tough in the beginning.
You have to get through the first couple episodes of the first season.
Right.
And once you get past the first maybe 2 or 3, it really starts to build towards something.
Okay.
But once you get to season 2, it's really gangbusters.
Okay.
And they keep on first of all, there's a couple of good things. With maybe 1 or 2 exceptions, they don't actually kill off every single person that he encounters on the show, which I like.
Okay.
They're all still out there, which makes sense.
Because it's a comic book.
Right. But no, do you know what, but what I mean is...
No one dies in
what
comics.
I mean is like he handles villains.
Mm-hmm.
He does what he has to do to protect his city. But he doesn't necessarily kill them. So the potential for them to come back in a future episode exists for almost all of them.
Well, maybe later on, but in the beginning, he's just fucking killing.
Yes, he's killing random people. But the people that are their actual established.
Yeah, I understand.
Like Deadshot, you know, some of the Count Vertigo when he gets to those.
Yeah.
Like, though, you know, he gives potential, right?
Yeah.
So that's really good. Can I tease someone that they teased? Can I do that to you? Or do you...
I don't know.
Can I?
I was.
They probably won't even know who it is.
They have teased Solomon Grundy now.
Oh really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know who? Yes, I know from the video game.
No, I don't know from the video.
Cyrus Gold.
I know who Solomon Grundy is.
Okay. They teased Cyrus Gold, who eventually becomes Solomon Grundy,
right,
on last week's show, and I think he makes another appearance either this week or next week.
There's
so he's not Solomon Grundy yet, but the character is there and has some issues.
Really?
That you could see tie into where it might go.
I see that.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
It's so, yeah, I'm honestly impressed by it. Anything that shows up on the WBCW, whatever,
you're always like,
because this is what I thought about Smallville.
Right.
And I'm going to offend everybody who watched Smallville. There are like, if you pulled out of the entire, however many fucking seasons there were. There were 10 seasons.
10 seasons.
Okay, I can put together maybe 15 or 20 episodes, and I didn't watch all of it, but
right,
15, 20 episodes that were interesting because it was about Clark Kent and Superman and his evolution into the character.
Right.
Otherwise, it was a WB/CW, whatever the fuck the network was called at the time.
Smallville 90210.
Teen soap opera that, he can lift a car. That was the entire, and that really bothers me because I don't want to watch Gossip Girl or Vampire Diaries.
Correct.
You know, if I'm watching Smallville, the idea is I want to watch a show about Clark Kent's evolution and Superman, which the show was not about that 90% of the time.
No.
Until one day he puts on a cape. You know, there's like a couple of interesting episodes where like Lex's father or something and he gets to
see.
A couple of, you know, like stuff where like, oh, that's relevant. But in general, so when I saw Arrow and everyone's talking how great it is, I'm like, okay, whatever. The first couple episodes suffer from a very serious, oh my God, they're really going to do this. And then they deal with it in a non-soap opera way. They're just like direct. Hey, we're going to confront it head on, and it's going to be a little darker than you thought
it was. Did you watch the ones that had Green Arrow?
I did not.
Oh. There were like three, right?
I know.
Yeah, there were.
Something like that.
And when you keep going, they move past that, and it turns into its own thing. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going
to
keep watching.
Arrow's biggest enemy, when it started, and still to a certain degree, is the CW marketing team.
Really?
Because every fucking poster, teaser in EW...
Is him with no shirt on?
Is him... And did you see the one with... It was him and Diggle.
I was joking. And, is he actually with no shirt on? Is that the advertiser?
It's him with no shirt on, and it just says
he is
Arrow.
An attractive male. I will say that.
Yes, but a lot of people got the impression this was going to be this...
By the way,
Laurel is attractive, but the hottest one on that show, in my opinion, is...
Are you going to say his sister?
Speedy?
Is Felicity Smoke. Is Emily Richards or whatever the hell her name is. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
Maybe he hasn't caught up.
The blonde tech girl. She's she's in it from the start.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she is.
She's the hottest one on that show.
I understand why she would fill that...
tech girl.
She would fill that niche for many people.
No, but Laurel is very... The girl who plays Laurel is Katie Cassidy, I think her name is.
I have no idea what her name is. Yeah, she's nice. But yeah, definitely a good show, and I will recommend other people check it out. I'm only on episode... I just finished 13.
Right,
so
you've got a bit to go.
I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah. Does everyone who listens to the show watch that show probably already?
If they don't, tough at this point, I would say.
What are you spoiling?
Just, you know, the stuff they're doing with Slade and Deathstroke at this
point is really...
The only thing I realized is I'm like, wow, this is like the reverse of Lost, where there's going to be five seasons of flashbacks.
But you know what?
As opposed to they're on an island and there are flashbacks.
But I think the flashbacks, unlike Lost to a certain degree, the flashbacks are all very important to what's going on overall with the character and in the individual episode, where I feel like a lot of the Lost flashbacks kind of went nowhere.
Their character development, what I liked about the Arrow flashbacks is they don't 100% all the time directly tie into the episode.
Yes.
Thematically, they do, but it's not like... There are a couple times where they do this, but not enough where I wanted to punch them in the face,
right,
which is someone says a line and then it flashes back to where they say that line to him on the island. Like,
right,
they did it once or twice effectively. I was really worried that every flashback was going to tie directly into something that was happening.
No, you're
but
safe.
But they
from
don't
that.
Do that.
You're yeah, safe from that, even going forward. You're safe from
awesome.
That.
Yeah, there's some. So, yeah, I'm impressed. It seems like it's only building to get better. And from what you've told me,
yeah,
everybody
season two is.
When the Hunter showed
fantastic.
Up, I was watching with a friend who doesn't know anything yeah. about DC. And this girl came up and, you know, I'm like, that's Huntress. And he's like, no way. Who the fuck is that?
Right. Like, that like is... oh, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
All right. So the biggest news probably yep. this week actually
all right,
happened
we have to do
only,
news.
Yeah. Actually happened only.
That's what all this has been.
By the yeah, way, by the way, wow. So we don't want to talk about Hunger Games. Actually really good. You should check it out.
The second movie?
Yep.
Yeah, I want to see it. I mean, I've yeah. read the books. I want to see the movie just to see how it does. I
it
like
is,
the first movie.
It is good. So. I like this director a lot more. Yeah. He actually did an AMA on Reddit and asked me anything. He's a good dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he doing the next one?
Yeah. He's doing the next good. One in two parts.
Of course.
Of course.
Because why not? Mm-hmm. Although the third one is pretty epic. I don't know if it needs two parts, but
we'll
it,
see.
Is it is pretty
I honestly, at this point, I kind of trust the dude. And
I think they're a
they
6 month
they
spread, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. They wrote a beat outline with the author of the books in an office for 4 days.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's how they did it. So it seems go. It seems like it could be good.
I like the Empire Strikes Back ending. That was cool.
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot? Gal Gadot?
I think
Gadot?
It's Gal, is there an E on the I end? Think it's Gal Gadot.
Is there
do you
an
wanna,
E on G-O'd, the end?
G-O-D-O-T.
That chick.
Is Godot, is it
that's
not?
Godot.
Okay.
In French, but isn't she Israeli?
I have no idea.
Israeli, French, it's all the same.
And G-A-L is her first name.
Extremely attractive
Gal,
foreign women?
Gal Gadot.
So I'm going with Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
It sounds like a Bond villain, I know. But she was actually in one of the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yep.
I'm not sure which one.
She is awesome in it.
Tough week.
But more importantly, as of this afternoon... She
now
has been confirmed.
The lead in the new Fast and Furious.
No, she has been confirmed to be playing Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman vs. Wonder Woman.
Who's? Give me a picture. So she's not the chick from the short.
From the short?
No.
Yeah, the Wonder Woman short?
Ryla,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, no. She is not her.
Wow.
It is not her.
Too bad.
No, it is this
gal. Do you
got
a picture
gal.
Of this chick? Scapegoat?
She's a kind yeah. of, you know... She's
mannish.
No, she's not. She's actually kind of smaller than I think they should have gone with. I think the girl that was petitioning for it, the one who plays Sif in Thor, she really wanted the role. I think
really?
She would have been
pretty
been good.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't give it to her.
But they did not give it to her.
No. You know why? That's a fuck you to.
Of course.
Oh, you work for Marvel? Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's
she,
cute.
She's cute. But I don't know. She doesn't. Look, I'm gonna hold back. I'm gonna hold back my reservations.
They're just going to work her for,
yeah,
just
yeah.
like Affleck.
Of course.
Affleck's somewhere right now as we're speaking on a Universal gym with his hands tied.
He's on the Gerard Butler diet.
Yeah, no shit.
All right.
Both of them.
So that's pretty significant. My concern, of course, is that there are going to be too many fucking characters in this movie.
Like the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
Oh, or, you know, the fact that Zack Snyder's directing.
Oh, we're going to talk
directing.
About that next.
Or like Zack Snyder's directing it.
Oh.
It's another problem with that movie.
Well, Zack Snyder's directing is Zack's the first better. Problem, but...
You're wrong.
But, so, yeah.
The only
not wrong.
The only original work that he's done was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Before we...
What?
Sucker Punch.
I was, oh, wow. It was kind of just a mind...
Everything else was already storyboarded for him.
Of course.
That's fine.
All right. Before we go to Spider-Man,
yep.
Let's just quickly talk about Warner Brothers and DC, one other thing.
Okay.
Warner Brothers and DC apparently are going to be doing superhero movies twice a year on reduced budgets.
Twice titles a year or every 2 years?
Twice a year.
Okay.
With titles...
Is that why you said twice a year?
I did say twice a year.
No,
with titles like Booster Gold, Deathstroke, Sandman, Team Salmon, and Suicide Squad as some of the titles that are being thrown around.
Uh-huh.
So, there you go.
Sandman, huh? Which one? It can't be Neil Gaiman's Sandman. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work in film. It's got to be the...
Oh, it absolutely could be Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
I don't think it's going
to
be.
But the problem with Neil Gaiman's Sandman is I don't think it works on a low budget. That
but
has
the
to
other
be,
one does.
They could do Sandman. Sandman has to be like a trilogy of films.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think
right.
if it was that version, if it was that Sandman, I think it would be bigger news. Because
right.
because Neil has been
fired. Right.
I don't think it's that guy. I
think, so
it's,
think
it's the
like,
other guy, the guy with the gas gun
yeah.
and the mask.
Yeah,
from the
20s or wasn't it or whatever.
No,
it was?
he's part of what you call it.
But wasn't he a golden
JSA.
Age? Yeah, but wasn't he a golden age character that
ish.
Was kind of like brought over and
ish? Yeah.
Anyway. But
I think it would be that guy before it would be...
Let's talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's.
I don't know about anything about this.
Well, Spider-Man 3
well,
has three major villains.
Peter Parker is a spectacular nerd. Bit by a radioactive
thank you,
spider.
Thank you.
It has Electro.
Let's just take them one at a time.
Jack Frost on a glider.
Oh, come on. One at a time. Let's take Electro. Electro looks like...
Jamie Foxx was painted blue and put in a hoodie.
No. He looks like what
that
if...
That seems eerily accurate.
He's like, what if you took one of the mutants from beneath the Planet of the Apes,
right.
The guys that pulled off their skin,
okay.
And dipped him in blue? Okay. That's what Jamie Foxx looks
all
like.
All right.
All right. And who's the second one?
Who knew that Jamie Foxx was going to be the least... The smallest issue in this
film. I know,
when we heard about it. The second one is Jack Frost on a glider.
Yes, or as I like to call him, the David Bowie Goblin.
he's a cross between David Bowie, Jack Frost, and like, I don't even know.
Someone on a glider.
I don't even know.
But he is now...
He's not even green, is he?
No, he's greenish.
He's like... Yeah, he's like...
He's the kid from Chronicle, right?
I don't even know.
I think he's the kid from Chronicle. I think he is Harry, not Norman.
He is Harry, not Norman.
Right, which already is stupid. Already is a stupid idea.
Right.
So he's Harry, not Norman. And yeah, it looks like there's no sort of effects makeup, at least not from the picture that's out.
No.
He might have a little color and a little hairstyle, but other than that... He doesn't look very goblin-y to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you took Guy Fieri's hairstyle.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And put it on.
Wow.
It's the Guy Fieri goblin.
I mean, it's terrible.
He's just going to cook
for
him.
He throws hot sauce at
him. He just cooks for him.
That's it. And then the third character is a cross between a Voltron lion,
yeah,
Rhinox, and a Transformers Michael Bay cutting room floor villain.
Right.
Rhinox, of course, being the... Beast Wars Transformer, yes. That kind of looks like a rhino, sort of. Not, but not really. And that's Rhino.
Yep.
Looks like a Bayformer.
Yep. There you go.
What the fuck is... What happened to this movie?
Here's what happened.
What happened to this?
They decided to remake it. And this is what happens.
Now...
They said they were never, ever again going to do... They learned the lesson from doing three villains.
Of course they did.
From Spider-Man 3 and said they were never, ever going to do it again. Yep. And they didn't even make it to the second film without doing it.
Without doing it again. And so, you know, of course, no one is excited about this image. I don't know one person
about any.
Oh my God, this looks fucking fantastic.
In fact, anyone who was excited about this film is now less excited about
this
film.
That is true. I thought it was going to be okay. I like Emma Stone. I thought he did a good job. I thought he did a good job as Spider-Man. It was shot pretty well. It was an okay entry. I think it was better than the original. I don't like Tobey Maguire, and the dude's like 38.
The second movie, the second Tobey Maguire movie with Doc Ock, was really almost flawless.
I liked the first two. The third one was a disaster, and so was the... I liked the remake. I liked what they did, but at the end of the day, you know,
it's too soon to make a remake.
Well, that's number one. That. But the other thing is that they tried to go in this whole different direction with the character, with not really enough sort of differentiating him between the Tobey Maguire and the Andrew, whatever his name is.
I just want to know what kind of drugs they're piping into the vent system at Sony.
Well, yeah. We don't know yet. The movie didn't come out.
No, I am sorry. Even if the movie is somehow written brilliantly, the character designs are
horrendous. And that doesn't
And I never thought I would say, in life, on a microphone to other human beings, that a character design for the Green Goblin could be worse than the Power Ranger suit.
I miss it. You almost miss it, don't you?
I would rather see the Power Ranger.
That's exactly what I said when I first saw it. The first thing out of my mouth was, wow, I actually miss the Power Ranger version.
He looks like a pixie. No, neither of you are going to get this, but maybe some of the dads and moms out there. Those He looks like a character from Tree Fu Tom. So if you're a dad or a mom seen that show, it's a show on Sprout. My child likes it and whatever. But anyway, it's terrible. Terrible.
Watching a lot of
Have you seen the photo? Have you seen the photo?
I just saw it.
It's so
right
bad.
Yeah, it's really
bad. So bad.
That said, and I'm not trying to justify this in any way, but it's a terrible. It's a terrible image. It's like they took, they scanned in. It's a tiny picture on the poster, right? And they scanned it in and blew it up. So, I mean, it's not going to improve by it being an actual photo, which is what I think is going to come because there's so much backlash from this from this little snippet that I think they have to release a full image of the character or they're, it's a PR disaster.
This was a triptych that appeared in like a Japanese movie theater or something, someone snapped on their phone and hit the web. But it's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, it's not so good.
All right, I have one more thing. I had a couple things, but we're running long. So I have one more thing. Do you guys have anything else?
Nope.
The one thing that I had hoped that would happen for The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, happened. The one thing I hoped that didn't happen happened, and that Smaug has been revealed.
What? I didn't see this.
As an advertisement on side of a plane.
Oh yeah, the whole plane.
The whole plane.
Yeah,
the entire side of the plane is Smaug. It was clear as day.
It was in New Zealand Air.
Yeah,
at which they're now calling the airline of Middle Earth.
Yeah,
they're just capitalizing the shit out of it. Yeah, but you know what? It's still not. I mean, so what? You know what a dragon looks like?
Yes, but I really wanted it to be. I knew that once the movie came out, there was no way to avoid it.
Right.
But I was hoping that at least, and the movie's what, a week away? They couldn't wait one more week.
Just to be clear, it's kind of badass that they painted an entire fucking plane.
They skinned
it. Well, it's not, no. It's a decal on the side of the plane.
Doesn't matter. It's still pretty badass.
I'm not going to say it doesn't look cool.
I think you're off base here because I don't think this is revealing Smaug. Because what you really want to see is how he is going to talk and move.
Well, we've
and
heard
interact.
Him talk, so that's good.
What do we hear? One line, step out into the light, or two
whatever
lines
was,
from the. That's not. I don't consider this a reveal. I think him showing up and having a conversation with Bilbo in a TV spot is a fucking reveal.
Right.
This is just like another kind of tease.
I know. I really just didn't want to see the design yet. That's all. That's my personal opinion.
So if you don't want to, don't fly to New Zealand anytime soon.
And don't go on the internet because it's everywhere. But I had a couple of things, but we could save it all for next week.
Wait, one more thing. Sure. I see that there's a picture of a little, on your thing there, a scapegoat. There's a little animated Bruce Campbell from Evil Dead. Is that talking about the fact that they're doing another Evil Dead movie?
No.
Okay. Because they are, by the way. Bruce Campbell and... Raimi have confirmed they're doing another Evil Dead movie with him in it.
And there's still talks that it's going to be the girl from the re-release might be in it as well.
Yeah.
And it's going to be two Ashes from two parallel universes that, it's called the Evil Dead comic book. Many of you haven't read it yet. That's exactly what happened.
Is that
in the
what
comic.
They're going
to
do?
And it actually worked very well in the comic. So I could see that as a way to bridge the two franchises, give the people what they want.
Right.
Which is Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
And he's clearly not working right now. Now the burn notice is over. And
oh, did that get canceled?
I think that, I don't think I got canceled.
No,
I think
it ended.
I think it ended.
Oh, really?
It
I didn't know that.
Pretty last good. Season, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so yes.
There we go.
There was that.
And with
we're
going
to take our first break.
Yes, OG. And we'll be right back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 310. The Doctor is out.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 310, The Doctor is Out. I almost said in.
Nickels, nickels, nickels. How I love that glorious sound.
All right.
Nobody?
Christmas is coming soon, so.
Nobody gets that right.
Well, no, what is it? I feel like as though I should know it.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
I literally just said
Christmas is coming soon. So he picked it up. I missed it. Of course, before we move on to the show, don't
anyone
forget.
Have an American football.
One of our wonderful sponsors, Suburban Vinyl.
Suburban Vinyl.
In Waldwick, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
This Saturday, December 7th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Suburban Vinyl has their next gallery event in the store.
What is it?
It's Oh My Dolls, the artist from Milan, Italy.
Ooh,
it's the Lost Souls show. I've checked out some of the work. It's really pretty nice. It's pretty.
Is it?
I can't go, though.
I can't go either. I think you and I are
the same thing.
Isn't that Pearl Harbor Day?
I don't know. Is that Pearl Harbor Day?
Seventh, yeah.
But of course, Please go to the show if you can. Check out the store. Yes. Buy something. They are an awesome sponsor.
I'm gonna have to look at the artworks. Yes. And if I like anything, I'll have to give Blinky a
there you go.
A text.
And of course, check them out online, suburbanvinyl.com, and buy something fun from them. Of course, yes, there is a coupon code.
It's Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off, right, your entire order.
That is correct. So ding, ding. So check them out, suburbanvinyl.com. Please support the sponsors. It helps them. It helps the show. Everybody wins. Word. Plus, you know what? Great Christmas gifts from Suburban Vinyl.
Oh, that's very true.
You can probably get some awesome stuff. And they're local. They ship priority.
Support,
so you can
small
order
business.
Something and get it rather quickly.
Yep. That's all true.
So check them out. Oh, for those of you who are a fan of the Android platform of figures, Android Series 4 just came out. Uh-huh. I believe they have those in stock as
well.
Nice. I have my Scott Tolleson piece coming.
Imagine that.
Shortly. And I think that's it.
What do I want to say? Something about Suburban Vinyl. Oh, you know what we never got to talk about? Now you're going to crack me in, and because I'm thinking really hard, because I know we didn't talk about this. How awesome was Geek Flea?
We did not talk about Geek Flea because we were away when we should
have.
Yes. Geek Flea was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Another great day, another great event.
Oh,
we did well.
That show.
I think both Chris and Smack did well.
Uh-huh.
As Blinky did well as well. I think three tables next time. We're going to upgrade.
The block.
We're taking over Geek Flea.
Uh-huh. And no, we know somebody else that wants one, too. Oh, I think Retailer X.
Oh, really?
Expressed interest.
You know what? He would probably do very well there.
I think so.
With some of his overstock stuff, his older stuff, he would do very well there.
Yeah, actually, reminds me.
So, we'll talk about that more after the show. But, Geek Flea was awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Of course, thank you for everybody who came out, who supported the event, who supported us at the show.
Yep.
And next one, I believe, is April.
Yeah.
I got word already that I believe it's April. We don't have a confirmed date yet, but it's coming up. That's not that far when you think about it. So
maybe this time Scapegoat will actually be able to make it.
That would be lovely.
It would be.
So there you have it.
Yes.
Let's move on with the show.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
I have no comics this week. No. I know that there's stuff that came out. Green Arrow came out this week. I believe Green Arrow 26 came out this week, but I just haven't been to the store yet, so I don't have any comics.
John Layman, Aaron Lopresti, and Art Thiebert bringing us Detective 26, so
nice.
That would coincide at least numbering-wise with your Green Arrow book. That's come out. I can't remember which storyline we're in now.
Well,
is this the Joker's daughter?
Well, Zero Year just ended, right?
Right.
With issue 25. So
they're starting to move on to other things.
This should be the move on until the next big Bat story, which I think is coming down the pipe in a couple months. So
that's interesting.
Well, that's the one you were talking about.
Through.
Yeah, that there was that teaser image
of Thanksgiving.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know who it is now. Oh. Well, they had to tackle that eventually.
It's
not one of my favorites.
All right.
Villain-wise.
Okay.
They've been
teasing that for quite some
time.
Is it
Condiment King?
It is the Condiment King.
The conceptual Condiment King. If they did Condiment King in the New 52 in any form, I would buy that book. I would probably seek out the original art from that book and buy
it. If they did Slapstick
in
the Marvel Now universe.
Uh-huh.
Slapstick, by the way, I just want to say this because I always thought this and now that we mentioned it. Slapstick would have been an awesome character to bring into Exiles.
Yes.
That would have been the place to put him. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Slapstick? It was a terrible character.
Yeah.
He had like a four-issue miniseries and had like one other appearance, but he was stupid funny. Exiles would have been the right place for him.
Stupid
Exiles
funny.
Was awesome.
Exiles was a great book, but moving on.
After a long delay, if I'm not mistaken, OG, you can correct me on that. This is Legends of the Guard, Mouse Guard, Legends of the Guard, Volume 2, Issue 4, which I believe suffered from a bit of a delay.
I saw Mr. Peterson say something about that.
He did that. Didn't he do our show?
No, but he mentioned.
He didn't do our show?
He did do our show.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, but he mentioned something on the Twitter.
Oh, he did? After long last.
That it was coming, yeah.
So Legends of the Guard is kind of other artists and creators who are telling stories in the Mouse Guard universe.
Right.
Great stuff, because this gives you other ways to look, if you will, other ways to look at the Mouse Guard universe, which we have said over and over again, is one of the best books out there. No, hands down, one of the best books out there. You get three stories in this one. The Veteran, art and story by Bill Willingham from Fables. I believe that's Bill Willingham. Colors and Letters by Brad Thomte, who I don't know. Back and Forth is the other story. Art and Story by Jackson. Say this one for me, OG. S-Z-E.
S-Z-E. S-Z. I'm going to say the S is silent. It's just Z.
And I believe, I'm double checking now, just to be sure, that, yeah, Back and Forth is an entirely painted story.
It could be she.
It could be she.
But look. She's or.
Look.
Who knew?
Painted story.
Yes.
Look, it's like very well done. I mean, really terrific art. So definitely check that out. And lastly, the last story, The Timber Mice, art by Justin Gerard, music by Cliff Monier.
Okay.
Lyrics, from, it says lyrics, traditional mouse poem. So I'm not sure exactly what that is, but there is, they do have,
you don't know the traditional lyrics. Mouse poems?
No, it's like a little, it's
oh, a, nice. It's a song. It's a songbook.
Yeah. So that's really interesting. And of course, there are a bunch of additional pages by David Peterson.
Lovely.
So definitely check that out. Long delayed for whatever reason. I'm guessing that painted story held them up.
Might have been.
Yeah, but definitely check it out from our friends over at Archaea. We love Archaea.
Isn't it Archaea?
No,
it's Archaea.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Why?
I kind of remember us having a whole conversation about being corrected that it's called Archaea.
Oh, we might have been.
It's corrected. Archaea.
Sure. Whatever.
I don't know. Whatever he anyway, said, I'm saying it's Archaea. No, there were two guys. We had two guys. We had the kid that did Rust, right? Yes. The guy that did Rust did the
is that
show.
Royden, Royden Lepp? Is that
his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's move forward then.
Yes.
To product.
Oh, lovely.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
I have a couple things I want to mention quickly.
It's Archaea.
It is Archaea.
It's Archaea.
October Toys has a couple of things going on right now.
What?
They have the
oh my god, I have to remember to send Aileen the goddamn Ewok catapult. I keep forgetting. Yeah, the Ewok catapult that came out.
Did you see the Ewok that Dickie Page is doing?
No.
The hipster Ewok with the little glasses?
No, really?
Adorable.
That's funny.
October Toys right now, OMFG Series 2 Glow in the Dark are currently available on their website for $10. And the Walking Dead comic exclusive blue minifigures that they did, which is I think it's Carl and a zombie, and then I forget it's fucking Rick and a Carl. Walker. Those are $15 a piece. So check those out. Go to Toy Break or go to OctoberToys.com. You can get both of those, and of course on December 15th, they have the new OTMFG release, which is another Deadbeat, mini Deadbeat, and the second Zombie Vaden figure is coming out as well. And speaking of OMFG, the OMFG Series 5 submission thread is open on the forums right now.
So what do we got to do? Do we have to submit like a drawing?
Yeah, go to the thread. You can read all the rules.
Okay.
What has to go into it, the template that you have to use, et cetera, et cetera. And check that out. If you've never participated in voting for that series or just being a part of that series, creating for it, definitely go over to the forums at OctoberToys.com and check it out. It's
cool.
It's a great community process. The toys always end up being cool. And yeah, it's cool. Check out.
All right. You want to talk about that thing we talked about before the show, or do you want to just blow through this really quick?
Well, he's got something, which is going to be a bit long, and you have that. So let's do that.
And Hasbro was the thing I was referring
yes,
to.
Yes, we are running really long.
Oh, I can talk about. I can talk about my thing next week when hopefully there's a resolution.
Now, if you want to talk about it, it's up to you.
Well,
are you sure?
Well, the actual product sitting
well,
in
then
the
let's
store
do this and we'll do Hasbro
is,
real quick.
The latest Batman black and white statue. It's Batman black and white, Batman Arkham Origins statue.
Wow. Can I just see that really quick?
Are you going to break it?
That is well sculpted Batman.
But
I don't mean the actual sculpt.
By Gentle Giant Studios.
I don't mean the actual sculpt. I mean he is on the Gerard Butler diet.
Yes.
And
well,
he's
a bit armored, right?
Yeah, but look at those abs. That's all I'm saying.
That's armor, sir.
That's armor?
Yeah, look, it's plates. Yeah, look on the actual front of the box. It's plates.
Oh, that is plates. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's ridiculous almost.
So still sculpted, but by whoever crafted the armor.
By whoever crafted the armor.
6 1/4 inches high. This captures, if you will, based on the designs from the highly anticipated Batman Arkham Origins. Anticipated implies that it hasn't come out yet, doesn't it?
Yes. It's anticipated that
be,
it is now in a statue.
I'm sure
form.
That when that flavor text was written and that product went into development,
it was, I'm sure it was
highly
anticipated.
It was a blip
then.
On the screen.
Comes the latest in the line of black and white statues. So it's kind of, this is always a sticking point with OG, yeah. that this is not an artist-specific statue, even though this is an artist-specific statue line.
Yes, however, I gave a pass to the animated one from
right.
that Matrix-y yep. thing. And I'll give a pass to this because although it's not artist-specific, at least it is unique to... It's unique
enough.
To the character. It's
right.
a different version of the character. I'm okay
right.
with that kind of. Actually, didn't Jim Lee do the designs for the game? Or was that the second one that he did designs for? I thought he did some... Oh, no. He did designs for DC Universe Online.
Yeah, he did all the designs
right,
for
right.
that. Some of the ones coming up...
Harley Quinn, right, is coming up?
Yes, that one was just solicited.
Yeah.
And the news with that is they are going to number again.
Oh, well, look at that.
Apparently, I heard with beginning with Harley Quinn. We'll see if that
I like that
happens.
It was classic outfit.
Yes. Yeah, I think there was a big push to
and
have
it
that.
Had a very Bruce Timm feel to it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So good choice.
Slightly animated.
Slightly
animated.
Good choice on that.
There's also one coming out designed by Nicholas Scott.
Okay.
Batman. Who he kind of looks a little just from this picture like Gotham by Gaslight.
Oh,
a little bit, but
well,
I
might
it's
be
too
silly.
Early to tell.
Right
now, let's. I just like to take 1 second and talk about you know this series. We've talked about this series a lot
ad nauseum,
right? And
in a good and bad way,
they're actually doing larger ones from Arkham Origins that are also black and white.
Okay,
that have like one color. So there's actually another Batman black and white from this. Game, it's slightly
is
bigger.
It black and white plus a color
plus red, like he's
oh,
got
okay.
red on the blades
yeah,
and
yeah,
on
yeah.
his knuckles, which I was like, wow, you know, you're doing a series of black and white statues specifically to be black and white. Why would you then do a second series
well,
in black and white?
If is it DC that's putting it out?
Yeah.
Is it somebody, well, look, it's game specific. It's clearly in their minds different enough by adding the
I
one color.
It really bugged me.
I mean. Think about it this way.
There's like a Nightwing.
If they
also.
Wanted to do it in this line and uh-huh. they added red to the blades in,
that would be
in
a,
this line.
That would be a worse offense.
That would be a worse offense
right.
than what they're doing.
Right.
At least they're differentiating it
yep.
for whatever reason. So I'm okay with it.
Just really
I'm okay with
shit
it.
Shit out of me. Scapegoat?
No, he's going to hold off.
Oh, he's going to hold
I'm
off?
I'm going to hold off.
But we're going to do Hasbro real quick.
Okay. Do you have the new ones there?
I do have the new ones.
Okay.
Of course, I had Boba Fett. Back at Toy Fair.
Right.
Because
so
I got it in the goodie bag.
We're talking about series 2 of the...
6-inch Star Wars
six
Black.
6-inch Star Wars Black series, yes.
There are 4 figures in the line.
Uh-huh.
It's Greedo, Han Solo...
Yes.
And Princess Leia. And, you know, I
Slave Leia, sir.
Slave Leia, sorry. I although it says Princess Leia slave outfit, and
uh-huh.
not just Slave Leia on here. But I still go back and forth on this Leia figure.
I know.
One day I'm like, no, it looks okay now
yeah,
that I have
and another
it
day
hand.
You're like,
And then I pick it up again, and I'm like ready to crack the case. Because
yep.
if you notice, they're not opened yet, right?
I noticed.
And I look at it, and I'm like, oh, but her, like, jaw's sticking out. She kind of looks like she belongs on the short bus,
well,
but
you
not
can,
really.
You can pull her jaw back in a little, sir. She is jointed.
No, I don't know. It's not bad. I
no.
still say that it's better than I thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
So series 2 is out.
Yep.
Series 3, we've kind of known about for a little bit now,
well,
sort of,
well,
but now there's news.
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about these first.
Okay, sure.
So I think the winner in the line, I'm torn for the winner of the line between Greedo and Han.
Now, see, I think, well, I think the best piece in the line in series 2 is Boba Fett.
Okay.
I think overall he's the best piece. But let's take him out because he was a San Diego exclusive.
Right.
Honestly,
that's why I don't consider him a new figure.
Right, out of the remaining 3, Greedo is the best in this line.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Hands
I was,
down, he is the best in this line.
You really think better than Han, though?
1,000 times better. Because I still have that problem with Han, too. Where I still look at him and I'm like, that's stroke victim, Han.
Wow.
So they're not too good with the humans.
Well, yeah, it's
easier to nail the aliens.
No, because no, you know why?
Hey.
Because Luke from series 1 is amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Like fantastically creepily amazing. So I don't know what happened with series 2 where they bad pulls. Remember the Ash figure?
Yeah.
That got pulled from the mold a little
remember
too
that
soon?
One?
Are they bad pulls?
Awful. I mean, I suppose it's possible. I want to extol some of the virtues, though. Let's start with Han. At least one of the things that they've done here is they tried, and I think succeeded, to give you the most complete representation of this character.
Okay.
He has the Stormtrooper belt. He has his own belt.
Right.
He has his pistol. He has a Stormtrooper pistol.
Let's talk about the Stormtrooper belt, though, real quick.
Okay.
Very awkward to me that they chose to put the Stormtrooper belt on him in the package.
Yeah,
as
that
opposed
wasn't
to his old.
That was an awkward choice.
That's just an awkward choice. Yeah. It's nitpicky, I understand, because it's interchangeable.
It's just awkward. Yeah, I don't get it either. Maybe, I don't know.
Are they going to do Build-A-Han? Are they just going to give you different pieces of Stormtrooper Han and other figures?
I think what you'll probably be able to do, just off the top of my head,
yeah,
I'm imagining that you'll be able to pop heads on the Stormtrooper. These are ball jointed, so you can easily pop these off, and you can easily pop on.
Are you sure they're ball jointed? Yeah. I haven't tried popping.
I'm pretty sure they're ball jointed.
Well, I know Vader was. I know Maul was, because he came with two heads.
That's right. Yeah. So as easily as it is to pop the helmet head off,
right,
would be to pop a Han head on.
Right.
So you get your Stormtrooper Han that way.
But he's already going to have the Stormtrooper belt
in that one because it's
a Stormtrooper. I'm just saying.
And he's come with his blaster, the Stormtrooper blaster, and he's also got the hands with the weirdo gloves.
Yeah, I don't like the hands with the weirdo gloves.
I don't understand that.
They're like half weightlifting gloves?
He only used those, am I wrong? He only used those when they were doing the dogfight scene from the Falcon.
Yeah, it was.
That's the only time I recall those hands being used.
Yeah.
Those little glove hands.
I think they just wanted to give you something else. I don't begrudge the accessories.
Right.
I just begrudge the sculpt.
Greedo.
Is amazing.
Fantastic. Fantastic figure. Comes with his little I'ma kill you Han blaster.
Right, yeah.
The character is correct, which is this is one of those characters where they have fucked it up since 77.
What do you mean he's correct?
Well, in 77 he was all green. Like
right.
Naked Greedo.
Right.
He's actually wearing clothes, and they're the correct clothes, the correct color scheme. Like, they really nailed this figure spot on. The head is perfect.
I think in the 70s version, he had like the harder chest piece. It was the harder plastic, so it was a different shade. And then the rest of it was a softer plastic, so they can't get the green right.
I guess.
But yes, he has the clothes on. Yeah. He actually looks like Greedo.
Which is a plus. And we've already talked about Boba Fett, I think, enough. It's exactly the same figure.
I don't think
it was different at all.
Yeah.
And then there's Leia.
Yeah. Well, again, I kind of gave my thought on Leia. She's kind of short bus Leia. I mean, look, the costume is okay. The accessories are okay.
Right.
The body is okay. Just the head.
She's got really wide hips.
Yeah, but I just feel like.
Just gonna leave that alone.
I feel like
birthing hips.
They still
looks like an Amish.
Have
woman.
They ever put out a good Leia figure?
Ever?
Yeah. There's always a problem with Leia.
No, because it's so hard to
remember.
Nail.
Like the was monkey faced Leia.
Yeah. Yep.
She that had, like, was that her was the ears were like
and that was the cheeks. Power of the Force.
I mean, it was terrible.
Oh yeah,
it chimp. Was terrible.
Chimp Leia.
And my other gripe with this Leia, and this is you could say whatever you want to say about it. About this, I understand why they went with Slave Leia. It's like, you know, a geeky fanboy's wet dream,
sure.
And everybody wants it. However, I really, really, really wish they would have gone New Hope with the first Leia.
Yeah,
the first Leia they put out
should
have been white dress buns, New Hope Leia.
Well, and then.
Well, just my opinion.
That's essentially series two. Let's talk about series three and why it is jumping the shark.
Right.
So for two reasons.
It's a Stormtrooper, which looks fantastic.
Which we hope is not a stripped down version of the Sand Trooper.
No, it looks different. It looks a little bit different.
Right. Because what they did in the vintage collection, one of them is they pulled the pauldron off.
Right.
But they had made the neck slightly longer. So his neck actually looks ridiculous.
No, he looks okay.
Okay.
It's Bespin Luke.
Bespin Luke, which is an interesting choice, being there's already a Luke out there.
Which is one of my major issues.
Right.
What's the...
Obi-Wan. It's episode 3 Obi-Wan.
Again, a huge mistake in my opinion.
Yeah.
Huge mistake. How do you not do Sir Alec in it? How do you not do
yep.
New Hope Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Robes.
Yep.
How do you not do it?
I don't know. Maybe they're...
They want an episode one figure in there. I get it. Or original trilogy figure. Right. I get it.
Yep.
Huge mistake.
Yeah, I agree. But the bigger mistake is that the fourth figure
is one that's already having problems selling.
Well, we were led to believe that the fourth character in the line, because there are not supposed to be any carry forward figures in this series,
was going to be
Anakin.
And wasn't he on display at Celebration?
And he was episode two Anakin.
Right. Was he on display at Celebration?
I believe he was.
Yeah. So they pulled that.
They pulled him and they've repackaged
Han,
which
you can already get for $10
everywhere.
At some retailers.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things. Why do a carryover at all? Clearly, there was a problem with the Anakin figure.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do a carryover, why not do
the trooper?
What is still the hardest figure to find.
The
either
sand
do
trooper.
Another sand trooper,
right.
Or at least do another stormtrooper army builders.
Or double up the stormtrooper in the box.
Because
that
makes more
sense.
Because who isn't buying at least two stormtroopers? I'm buying at least two.
I know you are.
I want another sand trooper. I might get another sand trooper at some point down the line.
But I
want at least another trooper.
Yeah.
Another storm. Why would you not do another stormtrooper?
I don't know. Why not double it up? It makes no sense.
I don't know.
No one knows.
Yeah.
Why Han? I just no one knows. And then the other point of jumping the shark besides that is Luke.
Yeah, well, why another?
Why
character?
Another Luke?
Of course.
Like, why another Luke right out of the gate? There are where's Vader? Chewie?
Okay.
Where's 3PO?
That's the one. I almost understand holding on to Vader until you put out an Anakin figure. I almost understand it.
Okay.
But how do you not have 3PO now?
Yeah.
You've had R2 for two waves.
Uh-huh.
How do you not have 3PO?
Exactly.
This whole line is based, as far as I'm concerned, this whole line is about how they look together as a set. How do you not have 3PO?
Exactly.
It's mind-boggling to me.
Well, we're gonna have to wait and see. The other rumor, of course, the other really hard and fast rumor from Hasbro is that they may be getting out of the action figure game altogether.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
That's the hard and fast rumor about that.
But, you know, as you mentioned that, of course, you can hear the music kick in.
There it is.
It's that time again.
Well played there, OG and Scapegoat. You've timed out another episode, so we don't have
So
I think that the listeners of this show would rather have more intriguing conversation than us reiterate everything we just said.
Fine. Prior.
I do want to make one quick announcement. For those of you who may be new to the show, maybe you're thinking about going back and listening to older episodes of the show. You're probably going to only be able to start with episode 150, maybe episode 200, for at least a short period of time.
So right? In case you wanted to listen to a show that's mostly based on timely news,
right,
but only listen to the news from 5 years ago.
One of the most frequent questions I get as a podcaster who's been doing this show for almost 8 years now from a lot of listeners is, hey, I'm interested in starting a podcast. Who do you use for hosting? And this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you who to use, but I'm going to tell you who not to use. Do not use PowWeb. PowWeb is who we use.
Yep.
Do not use PowWeb.
We use
because
them
PowWeb
up
will tell
now.
You that you have unlimited data, but really it's only 25 gigs. And really it's not even 25 gigs. It's kind of a little bit less. And they don't encourage that you use 25 gigs. They'd be much happier if you used like 20.
So,
or 15.
So they sold us something that was unlimited, and now they're telling us it's limited?
Well, because if you read the disclaimer, it's kind of wishy-washy.
Well, you see.
So
well,
don't use PowWeb. Whoever you want to use, pudding. Don't use PowWeb. There you go, PowWeb. I gave you a chance today. Three times, three different customer service reps to correct the problems. So here you go. Don't use PowWeb.
So
there's your endorsement.
So we're gonna find a new one.
We are gonna find a new one
here. And here's
PowWeb also gonna charge us $35 to cancel early.
Fuck no, they're not.
So no, they're not.
Hey,
so we're gonna figure something else out.
Hey, Squarespace, hit us up.
Yeah, we're gonna figure something else out. So there. So if you want to go back and listen to old episodes, you could email us directly, and we'll try to get them to you.
One of the projects. One of the
projects.
One of the projects that I'm working on for 2014.
Uh-huh.
For the weeks where we don't have episodes,
Big
I actually,
stuff.
Well, that, yes. Aren't you working on that with me, Scapegoat?
I already
stay
have
on
episode.
Target.
I already have an episode in the can.
Stay on target.
So
lock on
is I'm be making some best of shows.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
So that'll be able. That'll be a way at least that you'll be able to catch some of the better highlights
Absolutely.
Of the last 8 years, rather than having to listen to the minutiae of, say, the Best by Billy episodes or. What was Mike's name?
Micabus Prime.
Micabus Prime. Episodes.
Just Mike, Mr. Fantastic. You know, in doing some backup.
Stay on target.
Uh huh.
I know. I listened to some Mr. Fantastic stuff today.
Yeah.
I miss him. Yeah. A little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit.
I do.
If you're listening, Mr. Fantastic, just know that you're missed.
Yeah, he's probably not.
No,
wherever.
But listen, in all seriousness, please check us out online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You could also check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Of course, you could also check us out on Twitter at GeekStuffOG.
And at ScapegoatGS. And believe it or not, I am tweeting, and you'll find all about it next
week. Once every 6 months?
Yes, you'll find out
angry
all about it
from Scapegoat
next week.
Angry Dan's random rants. And of course, at BKGeekStuff on Twitter as well.
Yes, that's my Twitter.
Of course, please continue to use the Amazon link.
Very important.
We appreciate all of you who do that.
Go buy
it. It does help the show.
Yeah, go pick up your Dreamcast.
That's right.
Or your GameCube.
And maybe some potential new content from new contributors coming to the website very soon as well.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Something I'm working on. So hopefully some things in the works. But much like many of the promises we make on this show, don't hold your breath. And
you know what? You can come complain or tell us about some of the things you'd like to see.
By using the GVM line?
425-920-6050.
And we did actually get a GVM this week, and I apologize, but we will get to your message next week.
We will.
Ho, ho, ho.
And that about says it.
And with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying good night, Paul Walker's friend, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Go ahead.